This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Boris Johnson to be the new Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. The former Mayor of London has been elected leader of the Conservative Party today.
We are going to energize the country. We're going to get Brexit done on October the 31st. We're going to take advantage of all the opportunities that it will bring in a new spirit of can-do.
Johnson's to formally take over as Prime Minister tomorrow. He'll face the same challenges that outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May did as she failed to resolve the management of Britain's exit from the European Union. Starting today, the Trump administration is making it easier to deport illegal immigrants who've been in the country 2 years or less. The Department of Homeland Security is to issue a notice saying it's expanding expedited removal, giving authorities permission to detain and deport immigrants quickly. It'll face some legal challenges. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
After repeated setbacks, the U.S. Senate is finally expected to give final passage today to the measure that will continue paying for the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund. It will extend funding through 2092. And immediately after that expected passage, former Daily Show host Jon Stewart, who's been a huge advocate for its passage, will join members of Congress as well as first responders for a news conference on Capitol Hill. President Trump says legislative leaders from both sides of the aisle have reached an agreement on upping the nation's debt ceiling. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The president goes on to say this was a real compromise in order to give another big victory to our great military and vets. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin had been warning of hitting the debt ceiling in the next few weeks while lawmakers are out on summer break.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Former special counsel in the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller, is to testify on Capitol Hill before two congressional committees tomorrow. Mueller reportedly received a letter from the Department of Justice telling him he must limit the scope of that testimony. Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says the Democratic House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler is making Mueller's testimony and sheer appearance on Capitol Hill all about politics.
Most Americans were looking to Mueller to tell them what happened, not Nadler. Do you think any fair-minded American believes that Nadler's out to get the truth? He's already convicted the president in his own mind. This is all about impeachment. If they impeach the president over the Mueller report, Trump will get reelected, will take the House and the Senate.
A Northern California priest is accused of stealing almost $100,000 from collection plates. The thefts were uncovered when first responders found $20,000 in cash in a car that was being driven by Father Oscar Diaz after he was involved in a crash last Wednesday near Santa Rosa. And Grammy-winning singer Art Neville is dead. The New Orleans music icon and member of the Neville Brothers was 81. He was a founding member of the Meters, whose style was the epitome of New Orleans funk. Art and his brothers Aaron, Cyril, and Charles started the Neville Brothers in 1978. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Now, we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, over 300 markets across the country, by the grace of God. And we're really excited that the word continues to spread about this radio show and what we try to accomplish. You know, this is a interview-centric show, as you've gathered. I mean, we bring on these guests, whether it was, you know, like our previous guest, and I'm just so honored to have Kerry Solomon and Chuck Konzelman, the co-directors and producers and writers of Unplanned, and what that movie is doing. I mean, you know, you imagine 1.5 billion abortions worldwide have occurred, and that's since 1980, according to Kerry. Some have said even longer than that, and of course, a bigger number, of course, since Roe v. Wade. And even, you know, and it wasn't like all of a sudden in 1973 abortions came out. They were doing abortions, you know, even up before Roe v. Wade became legal in the United States of America. But we're excited because the DVD is coming up August 13th. That means you get to see it in the privacy of your own home. And we're going to do a partnership, kind of much the same thing as we did with the Gosnell movie. And I'm going to take that movie to churches around the country, churches that want me to come out and show the movie, and so that we can you know, be able to see the movie in your church and have people who didn't get a chance to see it in the big screen or otherwise may not. We're going to make it our gift to the different churches across the country, and we're happy to be a part of that. With us right now and back with us is Al and Lisa Robertson and their book, Desperate Forgiveness. Al and Lisa, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thanks. It's great to be here with you again.
Lisa, what is it, you know, I mean, the book's been out now for over a month, and when you and Al first started talking, of course, this was kind of, you know, a follow-up to an earlier book, and you realized that forgiveness was pivotal, but there is just something, you know, just so powerful about forgiveness that, you know, and I was thinking about, you know, that I knew that we were going to be meeting, and what God had kind of opened my eyes to see is that the body of Christ is walking around, you know, kind of carrying this anchor of unforgiveness with them. Is this something that you and Al have seen yourself? And you said, look, we've got to get really serious about taking God for his word when he says that we must forgive. If we don't, he won't.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, the one thing that you hear a lot of people say is, I know I got to forgive, but, you know, and to me, that scripture, there's not a but in that scripture. It, you know, it says forgiveness is essential in order for you to receive God's forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it's because we put degrees on sin and think that, well, this one's worse than that one. And, you know, so I have a right to feel this way. But, you know, one sin is all it takes to separate us from God. So to me, it doesn't say which sin; it just says sin.
Exactly.
You know, Bill. I spent 22 years, full time pastor at a church, and you're right. I think, unfortunately, and this is sad to say as a pastor, but some of the most bitter, hurt people are in churches. And I really believe after working on this book that behind every bitter root and every bitter heart is some unforgiveness somewhere. I mean, somewhere where somebody has not been able to let something go, and then it just carries on. And to be in a situation where you're in the church and you understand what Christ has done for you, and yet to still hold on to that is a terrible place to be. And in fact, it's kind of hiding in plain sight. So
exactly.
This message is as much to the church as anybody.
Well, Lisa, as you say, you're almost challenging God, who says, I want you to be holy because I'm holy. And when you read the Word of God, and particularly in the Old Testament, and you see inklings of irreverence toward a holy and awesome God, people are toast. And, I think, in fact, I was just reading the other day when David first, wanted to bring the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem, and he didn't do it correctly, and it caused the life of an individual who just sat, and the oxen had stumbled, and he just touched the cart, and by touching the cart, he was irreverent towards God, and he died on the spot, and it really rocked David's world. And relevant to forgiveness, I mean, as you said, sometimes we think something, we want to gradate our sins and our offenses toward God and think, well, maybe God's going to grade on the curve or something. I don't know. But, God is all holy and there's no exception. And outside of the blood of Jesus, even though we're in the era of grace, God is still serious about certain precepts that, we love him with all our heart, mind and soul. And we love others as we would want to be loved. And so that horizontal and vertical relationship has to be maintained. If not, it's going to be at a dire cost, is it not?
That's exactly right. We do a diagram whenever we work with couples, and it's a pyramid. And, the bottom of the pyramid is, a husband and wife on each side of that. At the top is God, and as you grow closer to God, that it gets smaller towards the top, which means that as you grow closer to God, you're getting closer to your spouse. And, at the top, whenever you're there, couples are just like me and Alan. I mean, we still have problems, but we have a great relationship and a great marriage. But you know what? That came out of struggles and trials. And just because you've done it wrong doesn't mean that you're finished.
Right.
God will give you another chance to do it right and another chance and another. He is a God of many chances. And he wants us to succeed. And he wants our relationship with him and each other to be great. That's why he gives us so many chances.
Exactly. Al, how does that make you feel when you hear Lisa say we have a great marriage?
It makes me feel great. She's right. It's a work in progress. Look, we wrote a book about forgiveness, and yet probably a couple of weeks ago, we've been on the road. We got home. Lisa was frustrated about something, and so she snapped at me, and then I escalated. It's funny now because you see it so clearly. When we were younger, this would be just an ongoing war.
Oh, you'd be full-blown nuclear, huh?
That's right. I escalated. I leave for a little bit, come back. She's still mad, but I'm over it now. And I said, she started to say something. I said, I was wrong. What I said, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Right. It was really interesting because she wasn't quite ready yet because she was still a little bit angry. But at the same time, I totally diffused the situation. So a few hours later, she hugs me and she said, I was just being snappy for some reason. I'm sorry. Forgive me. And we talked about that since. In essence, that's the key to making it work. It's the little as well as the big. And
right.
If you live that way every day, it changes everything.
Practice makes perfect, huh, Lisa?
That's That's exactly right. And I've got lots of practice.
Well, you know, and that's the thing about couples, and we're going to talk more about the dynamic between couples, especially, and why it is so important and the great work that you and Al are doing. Duck Dynasty's Al and Lisa Robertson is with us. We're talking desperate forgiveness, how mercy sets you free. More from Al and Lisa after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communication Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour right now. Our conversation with Al and Lisa Robertson of the Duck Dynasty family continues as we talk about their new book that was just released last month, Desperate Forgiveness, How Mercy Sets You Free. Al, there is something about forgiveness that you know, God will let you walk in that in that unforgiveness zone if that's what you chose to, you know, choose to do, and you want to be ornery to do so. And you will get to that point where you become desperate, right?
That's exactly right. This past weekend, I was doing a wedding about an hour and a half from where we live here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're in a wedding, it's a festive occasion, and it's afterwards at the reception, and there's music playing, and everybody's, you know, it's a merry occasion.
Sure.
And this gentleman comes up and meets me, and he had already met Lisa, and he told me he'd met her, older man, and he basically, and I couldn't hear him very well with the music and everything, but basically his daughter was killed in some sort of accident that I didn't quite get all the details for. But here's what struck me. Here's what I heard clearly. He said, I wake up every day struggling with forgiving the man that's responsible for this. So I don't know all the details, but obviously there was somebody, maybe a drunk driver, something like that.
Right.
So he's still hurting. I mean, in this situation, he and I just met the man. So I went straight out to the car where we had some books, and I got a book for him, and Lisa and I signed it, and I went over to give it to him. He wasn't at the table, so I handed it to his wife, and I said, this is for your husband. The gift. And so he comes up and he just bear hugged me and was in tears. He said, thank you so much. Just from looking at the title. So right. It just reminded me, you know, every single day, no matter what the occasion, where people are, there's people hurting. And, you know, a lot of times they're not willing to share. If he hadn't been bold enough to share, I couldn't have given him that gift that now I hope can unlock that for him. Because, yeah. You know, obviously it's a terrible thing losing a kid, you know?
Without a doubt. You know, Lisa, it seems that, you know, marriages especially, you know, as we were talking about practice making perfect, that is like the key laboratory, you know, where it all begins in the marriage dynamic, because there's lots of opportunities to forgive and to really practice, because, it's almost like forgiveness is becoming an art, is it not, to a degree?
I think it is. And you just think about it, Bill. You wake up each morning with the same person, you go throughout that day with the same person, there is plenty opportunities to be hurt, to say something that hurts one another's feelings, to do something, you know, against the other person. And Satan, he will set those traps up for you every time. Mm-hmm. But like Alan says, you know, the aim small, miss small. If we practice every day forgiving those little things, and, you know, those little things can mount up to a really big thing. But if you forgive those little things, then when those really big things come up, you've already had the practice of it.
Right.
And so it's easier to forgive that.
Exactly.
But, you know, if we continue to push all those small ones under the rug, then when a big one comes, we're doomed.
Alan, it's like those little foxes, right, in the Song of Solomon, just chewing at the roots.
But yes, and you know, Lisa is one of the things that she's really helped me with is that she is so empathetic with people, and she always has been, but she's grown in that for the last 20 years. In other words, she's able, it's much easier to forgive somebody if you can try to put yourself in their situation as to why they're acting the way they're acting or doing what they're doing. Or, you know, things like this. And Lisa's so good at it. And so I mentioned the argument that we had a couple weeks ago. I was able to say, okay, she snapped at me, you know, when I was away from her. Why did she do that? And then I got to thinking about some of the frustrating things we were dealing with at the time. And I thought, well, that's why. It wasn't really aimed at me. The steady. And
right.
So that helped me. When I can put myself in her shoes, then it makes it so much easier to say, oh, that's why this person reacted this way. But we're not thinking with empathy at all. Then we as soon as we're offended, it's on.
Yeah.
Whatever the situation.
Exactly.
And you're right. In a marriage, you get that opportunity almost every day, probably, between spouses, you know?
Exactly. And Lisa, you know, men, their way to deal with this is that they gotta have space. You know, and it drives our wives nuts when men go, look at, I gotta exit stage left here. And, you know, kind of call time out on this. And why is it so hard for women, you know, when the man, you know, says, look, I got to just get away and walk away from this? Why is it so hard?
Well, I think it's because women like to talk things out. You know, isn't it sad that we have like 30,000 words a day that we have to get rid of, and men mm-hmm. have about 10,000?
Do we have that many? Are we allowed that many, Al?
Alan said he thinks it's 5,000. Okay. Not for him. I can assure you he talks 10,000 words. It may not be to me, but he does it.
Well, he's just practicing his sermon. He's getting his sermon ready. That's
right.
All. Yeah, I understand.
That's
okay.
Exactly right. But, you know, but we like to talk things out. We like to get it out in the open and get over it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you guys like to mull it over for a little bit, walk around, think about it, come back, you know, and then talk about it, or just say, okay, I'm sorry, let's get over this.
Right,
and,
exactly.
You know, women are just more emotional because whenever I snapped and then he snapped back at me, well, it hurt my feelings.
Well, yeah.
Well, I didn't take into consideration that it hurt his feelings too. You know,
right.
With my first snap.
Well, maybe.
You know.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it hurts your.
Yeah. And on the scale of hurt feelings, it seems that we wound our wives so harshly, and we think, well, it's not that big a deal. You know, guys to guys, it's not that big a deal. But guys to their wives, oh my gosh! I mean, we just devastate them.
Well, it's like, because you know how guys are, especially, trash talking to one another.
Right.
And then it's just kind of expected. And so you bring that into your relationship. But it's different than a bunch of dudes sitting around and cutting on each other.
Right.
One of the things that we learned early on, and then we tried to, you know, implement this to couples, because Lisa and I have done a lot of premarital through the years, especially when we were for the church, was that you don't insult your wife, either privately or in front, especially in front of people and in front of other women.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because it's so hurtful, and they may laugh like, you didn't just hurt me, but you did. And,
yes.
And those wounds we found were super deep. And so we tried to get couples, we joke around with kids. I'm not talking about that with each other, but, you know, there's a line that you cross when you wound your spouse, especially in front of other people. That's going to at some point have some issues for you. That's where that resentment builds up that we were talking about earlier. That can then become a huge thing.
Right.
Over time.
Without a doubt. You know, Lisa, Dr. Emerson Eggerichs wrote a book about love and respect. And one of the things he talked about, that women in particular, they have to confront to connect. And so what happens is guys want to disconnect. And, you know, to your point, is that women, you know, want to work that out right away. And to have that missing element, that dynamic in the relationship, it's like, wait a minute, Al's gone. I need Al here. Yeah, it's not real beautiful right now, but I need Al here. But Al needs to be gone for a moment so that, you know, beauty can come back, right?
Yes, and look, what we want to say is there's no right or wrong way to do that, you know, as mm-hmm. long as you come back together and you settle it, you know. Women wanting to do it right away, there's nothing wrong with that. Guys wanting to walk around and think about it a few minutes, that's okay too. But you have to come back and settle it. And,
well,
you know, in Ephesians it says, don't let the sun go down on your anger.
Exactly.
So, in other words, don't go to bed with it, because what's going to happen is instead of spooning, you're going to be back to back. So we don't want that at all.
No, amen to that. We want spooning, right, Al? Spooning is good.
Spooning is great.
Exactly. Well, as we wrap things up, guys, again, I'm so grateful for you and what you've done for the body and the body of Christ and for all of us in your book, Desperate Forgiveness, How Mercy Sets You Free. Lisa, I'm going to let you summarize the big takeaway that you want the readers and married couples to get from this and others.
Well, I want people to see that in forgiveness, that's when you're the most like Christ. And that's whenever you emulate that the most. And what he does inside you whenever you forgive is an amazing thing that happens in your life.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more.
more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After months of delays, setbacks, and games, the U.S. Senate is finally expected to give final passage today for the extension of funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. After all the delays that have happened, the Uniform Firefighters Association President Gerard Fitzgerald says he's still on edge about that vote that's coming later today.
We're very hopeful that it will go through. It should go through. It's the right thing to do.
Fitzgerald spoke on NBC News. The Trump administration taking steps to make fast-track deportations of illegal immigrants who've been in the country less than 2 years possible. The DHS is expected to issue a notice today saying it's expanding the expedited removal, which means immigrants could be moved quickly without having to see an immigration judge. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. That's where all the information lies for you. And we've got a classically trained chef, lifestyle expert. I'm going to be talking about her top summer entertaining tips to keep the party chill and fun, because that's what it's all about. You know, the summer heat is officially in full swing, and we all are trying to keep cool. The summer break is the perfect time to get together with family and friends, but being a host can be a stressful job, especially in temperatures that are near 100 degrees, in some cases even more than that. I gotta tell you, I'm in Florida, and we've been topping over 100 in some days. You know, you should spend as little time prepping near the oven as possible, which we do, and focus on chilled treats instead. This is why we love it when Cece Carmichael drops in, because you're totally chill, aren't you, Cece?
I'm most of the time. You Floridians, I tell you, we take a lesson from you how to stay cool in the summertime, because we had this heat wave up north here. I'm in New York City.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
We just went into a full-blown panic.
Right. Well, the thing is, in Florida, it's bad enough you get heat, but then you get these bugs. You know, the no-see-ums and the mosquitoes and stuff. I mean, it's like,
yeah.
Please. You know, it's like, you know, it's judgment day here.
If you have a terrace or a backyard, you want to bring it out outside in the summer. And there's so many, you know, what I tell everybody, I think everybody, when they entertain, gets, I've got to make it elaborate. I've got to do, just keep it simple. And the best advice I can give anybody, and I sound like a broken record a lot of time, is get as much done ahead of time as possible. Do your prep, you know, make a list what can be done, you know, a week ahead, 3 days ahead, 2 days ahead and save one or two things to make it look like you're, you know, you've been working so hard.
Exactly.
You know, something for the grill or something, you know, a salad to put together. Because when my guests come, I want to be cool. I want to enjoy them. I don't want to be in the kitchen, you know, sweating and looking unattractive.
No. Right. Yeah, I mean, in worst case, if it looks too easy, just throw a little flour on your brow, you know, to make it seem like you just got it done, right?
Exactly. And then, you know, it's things like, you know, when you set up your party, this is sort of, I learned this early on, people tend to congregate where the food is.
Yes.
So spread everything out. Have a beautiful, festive drink station and have a signature cocktail. Have a appetizer section, your main section, a dessert section. And what this does is sort of keeps people mingling and the party flowing. Otherwise, people are going to clump up and not sort of spread out and mingle at all. And I think also another thing that people, they think they have to go out and buy. Oh, I've got to decorate for my party, so I have to go buy everything new. Look around your house. You'd be surprised at what you have, a vase, a beautiful, vintage tea tin or coffee tin. I use a wheelbarrow. I have a home upstate, and I have this old wheelbarrow with a flat tire, but it's red and it's cute, and I fill it up with ice, and I put all my drinks in there, and it's adorable. And things like, you know, instead of using paper napkins, for a dollar each, you can buy a pack of bandanas and use that as your napkins. Pitchers for your silverware. It's things like that. And I did another, I had a party a few days ago, unfortunately, and sort of in the height of this heat, and little spray bottles, little individual spray bottles in ice, like where your drinks are, in ice, so people can spray themselves. Simple, but just a wonderful way for people to keep cool in the summer.
And spray each other. I mean, you get water
spray
bottles like that.
Yeah.
People start having fun, you know. It's all kinds of good time.
Yeah.
I love that.
And the summer you guys are blessed with, you know, the fabulous produce all year round out your back door. But I think summertime for us is all of a sudden everything is, you know, local. So, you know, go with the season. Go with what's fresh. Go with what's light. You want to keep your menu light. And I think that's sort of the best way to go. And let it work for you. There's so little prep when food is fresh and clean and good.
These are great ideas. I mean, I'm not taking – I can't take notes fast enough. This is awesome, Cece.
And then, you know, dessert. Everybody, you have to have a dessert. I love to bake. I do not like to bake in the summertime. I stay out. That oven stays off. And I'm always looking for desserts that are quick, that are easy. And I found these Betty Crocker chill treats. They are a game changer. They are so easy to make. Basically, you mix them, chill them. They're ready in 5 minutes. There's no cleanup. And the beauty is they're individual servings. So if you've got 2 people over or 20 people over or just one and want to just eat it all to yourself, you can serve it. So I love the idea of having sort of a mousse station. It's a really light, yummy mousse. It comes in 4 different flavors, a key lime mousse come with these decadent drizzles over. This one has a lime drizzle. There's a French vanilla mousse with a salted caramel drizzle, a chocolate mousse with a chocolate ganache. These things will blow your mind.
Wow.
Lemon mousse with lemon drizzle. Set them out and let people sort of have a little tasting station of these gorgeous little mousse. And again, they're individual servings, so people can have one, people have more than one. They're so easy to make. At 5 minutes in and out of the refrigerator, you're done, and you have a beautiful, gorgeous dessert station.
This is all low-maintenance entertainment, ladies and gentlemen. I do. I love it. You know, people coming over, and as you say, you know, absolutely key to all this is, you know, is in the planning. You know, that's the difference because, you know, some of these things you can't put together, you know, the night before, right?
No. I think that's the key is that, you know, you just make a list of what you want to serve, and there's plenty of things that can be done ahead of time, days ahead of time. And this dessert, beautifully, you can kind of just go, will you excuse me for a moment? And you just go into the kitchen, and 5 minutes later, you've got these beautiful desserts. They're chilled. They're light. They're absolutely amazing. I've tried all the flavors, and I absolutely love these. If you go to BettyCrocker.com and look up, just scroll for chilled treats.
Yeah.
You'll find them. They're out in the grocery stores now. But things like that make you look, you know, go from zero to hero in 5 minutes is like, this is my kind of product.
Yeah, really.
It makes you look like a genius.
guess where my next stop is. I'm telling you, I'm heading to Betty Crocker. That's it. Cece Carmichael is with us. She moved to New York City from Washington, D.C. I don't blame her. I had to move real quick. I love New York anyway.
Thank you.
And D.C. is so neurotic right now. They need help.
Oh, my Lord.
That's a whole other story. But they need lots of chill. That's what we ought to do. We'll take Betty Crocker. We'll take the single serves out there because
it's so
bipartisan, right?
Like.
Yeah. Maybe we solve the budget problems, everything. It would just everybody come together. We have a kumbaya moment. And
Betty Crocker solved all the problems of the world with Betty Crocker chill treats.
I'm telling. Little did she know, right? Okay. Well, of course, went to New York to like everybody to pursue an acting career. Yeah, you know, she appeared on stage, TV, and over 150 commercials in 1998. Following a passion for food and cooking, she graduated from the Institute of Culinary Education. So cooking has always been with you, right, Cece?
I've always been sort of a amateur cook, and then my Screen Actors Guild went on strike at about 90, or right around the time I went to culinary school, and I realized, oh my goodness, I better get another skill. And I loved cooking, and I had plenty of time because I couldn't audition for commercials, so I went to culinary school, and then ended up wandering into the food the Food Network a few years later, and got a couple shows on the Food Network because I had two skills: I could be on TV and I could cook. So I just fused them and went with it.
Here, why not? I mean, use your giftings and talents and blend them all together, and voila, here we are. So, again, to remind the host and hostess to be the mostess, the best tips that you have for them right now, let's remind them one more time.
Never let them see you sweat. That's number one. Basically, get as much done as you can. Go with what the season is offering. Things, you know, it's the fresher the product, the less you have to mess with it. It works. It does the work for you. And again, this Betty Crocker chilled treat dessert. Find products that do the work for you, that get you in and out of the kitchen. Do not turn your oven on if at all possible.
Yes.
And find things that will help you work with this season. Get your folks, you know, mingling again. It doesn't have to be expensive. Look around your house because, you know what, your parties need to reflect your personality. Mm-hmm. And if you make it, you know, a little more whimsical with, you know, some homemade things around, you don't have to go out and spend a lot of money. That's a lot of the misconception that people have, that you have to go out and just stock up and buy and decorate for the party. You've got it. Look around your home. You'd be surprised what you have.
Well, where can they go for more information, Cece?
Go to BettyCrocker.com for the desserts, because this is the go-to. And search for chilled treats, and you'll find out all those yummy flavors that I was talking about and where to get them.
This is sponsored by Sprint. Sprint wants customers to connect with friends and family across the globe at amazingly low rates. Today, Sprint is offering an all-new international long-distance call option to Colombia from the United States. Colombia Unlimited includes unlimited calls from the U.S. to mobile phones and landlines in Colombia for just $5 extra per month on select unlimited plans. Alberto Lorente, Director of Multicultural Marketing.
In addition to offering free calls to Mexico, we are excited to now include a valuable service so that more people can communicate with their friends and family in Latin America. At Sprint, we are committed to offering our customers the best value so that they can enjoy international calls at a very low cost.
Add this international option to Sprint Unlimited Basic, Plus, and Premium plans. For more information about this incredible new plan, visit Sprint.com/ILD specials.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts, and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
This is your time, your moment.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. I got so much stuff going on, so much to talk about with all that is happening. And again, our thanks to the Robertsons and their book, Desperate Forgiveness. The response anytime they're on with us, it's just been outstanding. Obviously, something that the body of Christ, I think all of us need to deal with, and that is to forgive, as my mentor used to say, forgive often and quickly. You know, so you want to make sure, because what happens when you languish in forgiveness, it just complicates itself. It snowballs, right? And what starts out is something that is a minor offense, kind of like in the story that, Al and Lisa had related. It's like, hey, look, it's here. We're going to have reason to forgive no matter what. It's not like we're going to become 10-degree black belts in forgiveness. It's always going to be something, you know, that comes up. And here it is, the mentors, the Yodas of forgiveness. And they find themselves in a situation where they're having to deal with, forgiveness. And they had a choice, and they ended up dealing with it, which is good. And we love those moments when, forgiveness is resolved and joy returns, especially to the relationship. I mean, that's what it's all about, but to sit there and languish on it. And, as the Bible clearly says, you don't want to let the sun set on your anger. I mean, that's a reminder. As the sun sets, anything that you're harboring, any kind of, and of course, yes, I mean, there are very, very difficult situations like Al was relating to. Here is a guy who's lost his daughter. And, how long had he been carrying that with him? But here he is. He is less than himself and less than what God intended for him to be, as he is, dealing with the loss of his daughter. Yes, there are extreme cases like that. I mean, when we saw in another situation where in Charlottesville, where you had people praying And the gunman himself sits down in a prayer session and he kills 8-9 of them. You know, and how do you do that? But I got to tell you, I mean, I was so honored, you know, by the people who were so directly affected, and they chose to forgive. And some, I'm sure, even to this day, you know, it's like, you know, probably they may even go to the throne room of God and say, is it okay that I hold on to a little bit of unforgiveness? You know, it's hard for me to let go. And you can kind of understand, you know, what that must be, you know, and you would have some empathy, maybe in some cases sympathy, because that's where you've been. But how difficult that is. And so by comparison, you know, a little spiff, a little argument, I mean, it's like a hangnail. But yet we make it into something, we hold on to it, and it just, oh my goodness. You know, the devil just loves it. Because as Jesus simplified the whole process, and hey man, the whole law, all these things that, you know, the Pharisees have been, you know, drumming upon you, you know, these volumes of, you know, sins that you could commit. I mean, forget about the Ten Commandments, it became 10 bazillion commandments. And all these volumes of offenses that could occur. And Jesus says, hey, let me tell you, here's where the rubber meets the road. It's two things. You got to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And you love one another as you love yourself. You got to have the horizontal relationship to get the vertical. Okay? And if the horizontal is compromised, you're not going to get the vertical. And you're going to be operating, as I say, less than what God wants you to operate on. But we've got to come to God in spirit and in truth. Okay? Spirit and in truth. You can't do it in and of your own power, you know, but you got to do it with the help of the Holy Spirit to come before God and seek the truth and be honest about it. Take your responsibility for your part. You know, it's easy to talk about, you know, because it's not like I'm the 10 degree black belt of the forgiveness example. I can tell you stories. And as Lisa brought up when she said, oh, you know, talk about the sun going down in your anger. Oh, and I'll tell you, that verse haunts me. And I know that I need to get better at that myself, is that I need to be reminded. That's why I share with you. I mean, the things I share with you, it's not because I've got it all down. It's just as the Spirit is talking to me as we're talking, going, hey, hello, Martinez, what are you doing here, buddy? You know, the sun is going down and you've been holding on to your anger. And then what happens, you as you are sleeping on it, your mind is focusing on this negativity. And what kind of pleasant and restful sleep can you get when you're, you know, part of your mind is just being exercised over this offense? And because you didn't forgive, you're sitting there and your mind is overworking itself, and then you wake up in the morning and you're all restive, and you're not rested, you're restive and cranky. And what a great way to start your day is just taking the offenses of the previous day and just keep going forward. And before you know it, it's not only hours and days, weeks, months, some cases, years, in some cases. And how sad, you know, that's what we do. But God gives us, you know, the prescription, you know, forgive often and quickly. And it will go well for us. We'll have that horizontal relationship with one another. And in that horizontal relationship, then we can have that vertical relationship. Because God says, hey, look at it, because of the offenses. You know, I don't hear your prayers. Can you imagine? I mean, God, I mean, that's devastating to me. To think that God has cut me off and I can't have a conversation with God anymore. Because of the things that I've willfully and stubbornly insisted on. So it's up to you. But highly recommend their book, Desperate Forgiveness. The Robinsons, yes, from Duck Family fame. And how mercy sets you free. Because that's what this is all about. You know, Jesus came that we would be set free. Otherwise, you know, why bother? You know, this is why in so many ways, I mean, what rhymes for the reason for me when I talk about our Constitution, so much about our Constitution is for us to be, you know, be liberated, to be free. Kind of ironic here, right? We're starting this country and we're enmeshed in slavery and we're talking about freedom. But, you know, the hypocrisy was quite obvious, and it got to the point that, you know, whether you wanted to deal with it or not, it was like, you know, if we have to go to war and we have to have a civil war, we're going to deal with this problem. But we're not going to have people be enslaved. And so here we are, all these years later, and we're still dealing with this. And it's like, what? You know, what is going on? Yes, some of the stuff is political. Some of it, no doubt, it's become an industry. It's like, look at, if we want to, you know, market the offense and continue to live in yesterday's bad news, then you got the 21st century America we have today. But oftentimes, you know, you read in the Bible where Jesus says, hey, look, you've been freed, you've been liberated. Go and sin no more. Well, is holding on to the offense, is that sinful? What do you think? You know, and it is, I got to tell you, it's like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction for me when I see some of these leaders of Black America, and they choose to make a business out of this. You know, why? I mean, to what point? I mean, as leaders, you want all people to be free, regardless of the color of their skin. And so many have moved on, and then they're accused now that when they come to the marketplace, oh, you got a black face, but you don't have a black voice. What? What are you kidding? You know, oh, you got a brown face, but you don't have a brown voice, so you're disqualified. You know, and you know, our founding fathers understood the importance of the First Amendment, and even God understood that and told us, you know, we can't disqualify people. We do that. You don't know the very person you're disqualifying is the answer. They have the answer. They got that missing puzzle piece that you've been searching all your life for, and you just disqualified. You kicked them off the bus. What are you doing? You know, this is what we do here. You know, for the sake of politics and this argumentative society we find ourselves into. But enough of this stuff. You know, here we are. I don't know if you saw this the other night. You've got a Georgia politician, elected official, inspired by what the media has hyped up over all, you know, the Trump tweets and everything. And she claims at one point that, you know, the offender, who happened to be a radical Democrat, who is all Democrat, he's offended because, you know, she's in the wrong line. You know, she's got more than 10 items. And all of a sudden, you know, her story, which is picked up by the drive-by media, is that, you know, he told her to go back, you know, go back where she came from. It was never said. But that's what she said. That's what the mainstream media picked up on, of course, because it just adds, you know, fuel to the fire that's being whipped up and manufactured so that we can all be at each other's throats instead of having that horizontal relationship like we were talking about before, where we're watching out and caring for one another for each other's good. That's the 21st century America I want to live in, and I think you do too. Not this manufactured stuff is coming from these, you know, supposed elites and, you know, celebrities that think they know better. It's like, what are you doing to add to people's day? What are you doing to make life just a little bit better? Because every day is a challenge, and, you know, some cases even more so than others. You know, like these stories that the Good News Girl, you know, Samantha Mao brings to us every week. And you hear about these victories that everyday people are living. But no, we want to just go along with the political environment and fuss and fight and make up stories and lie about it. And then, you know, here you are, an elected official, and greatly and rightfully embarrassed for the false narrative that you're putting out there. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more. Stay with
me. If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right. No more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get the free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.